Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Transcripts of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire shows are available by typing everything we say.
After 5 minutes, you won't want one.
Trust us.
We're talking about food. Now we're going to talk with Andrew Zimmern about bizarre food. We love this dude.
New season's
out now. Yeah.
Starts tonight.
Yeah.
And he's heading down
the starts tonight.
Lewis and Clark Trail.
Oh, okay.
And I see the photo we got here. You're holding, is that a couple of muskie there, Andrew?
I'm assuming it's going to be either salmon or sturgeon.
Okay, yeah, we're looking at a photo here. I can't tell. It's a big, long fish.
Hey, it's a big, long fish, BLF.
And first of all, congratulations. I think you tweeted out the other day you've been sober 25 years, right?
Saturday was 25 years.
Now, I think we've talked to you before. Was it alcohol or was it drugs or was it both?
It was both.
Okay. Like Coke?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I grew up in the 60s and 70s in New York City.
Right.
So, you know, I transferred quickly from mother's milk to cocaine and Quaaludes. I mean, that was just the time.
What was your alcohol? What was your alcohol of choice? I don't mean to throw you back into the.
But no, it was. I mean, for a while it was cocktails and beer and all the rest of that kind of stuff. Drugs kind of dominated my life, but at a certain point, you know, knowing that something was wrong and continuously winding up in fistfights, jails, and, you know, psych wards, drunk tanks, and all the rest of that kind of stuff, just getting in trouble. I said, well, the problem has got to be the drugs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, because those are illegal. And when I went exclusively to booze, everything fell apart in a way that I can't even begin to describe.
Also, the drugs kept you on pace with the alcohol, and you were somewhat normal.
Yeah, we just, you know, alcohol is very powerful.
If
alcohol didn't exist and you and I invented it today,
right,
and we submitted it to the FDA,
they wouldn't approve it.
it would be beyond a class 5 substance. I mean, it just is, it's so dangerous. And luckily for me, when I went exclusively to alcohol, my life cratered in a powerful enough way to get me into sobriety.
Well, so congratulations.
I'm very grateful for that.
25 years, congratulations.
Yeah, there is really no...
Hey, don't cheat me. 25 years and 3 days now.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of days.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
We were just talking about
there are no medicinal benefits
here,
right, to alcohol. It should be a Schedule I narcotic.
Well, let's not go crazy, because we still like it.
I mean, here's the deal. There are people that can handle it, billions of them around the world.
Right.
And then for many of us, it acts almost as if it's an allergy, but it devastates us. I will say, working on doing a lot of board work away from TV, and you know, a major focus of my social justice work is involved in, you know, chemical dependency, addiction, homelessness, food insecurity, and stuff like that. It is a staggering group of statistics. Let us just put it that way, in terms of the negative economic impact that alcoholism has on our society. It affects everything from production to insurance to health and wellness. There's not a family in America that's not affected by this. So, you know,
we'll move on in a second here, but we were just talking about on this show, we're just trying not to have any alcohol during the week so we feel good while we're doing the show.
But I thought you guys were just focusing on no alcohol during on-air hours.
No. No, that, well, sometimes.
That doesn't always work.
Now, I want to ask you this. I was, before we talk about the new season, I saw this past week, I think you were in Philadelphia. I'm not sure how current that was, but, you know, I'm familiar with the area you're at. You're in the market in Philadelphia. But you took a bite of a chocolate-covered onion, and you looked and you said, this sucks. And I love that. I love that because the person was selling them. I don't know if it was a gag or not, but They were selling them. I'm sure somebody likes them. You took a bite right in front of her and said, don't ever eat this ever again.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain things. I mean, look, my you know, people always say, do you like everything
right. You
eat? Because you seem to enjoy everything. And I then accuse them of not paying attention close enough, which is fine because, you know, television is enjoyed, especially an entertainment program like mine, in a much different way. It's not 60 minutes. You're not riveted to the screen. However, if I eat something I don't like, which is about, you know, half the stuff I eat, I compliment the lady on her earrings. I thank you for the experience because I would rather be a better guest than, you know, an obnoxious TV show host, which most of the other ludicrous people in my profession fall into that category.
Yeah.
The thing is that sometimes you're confronted with something that is purposely put out there to be provocative. And at that point, I mean, look, I'm not the first person that ever sat there and said, wow, that is really, really gross. Now, I will also tell you that sales of the chocolate-covered onion have skyrocketed at that booth ever since. And yes, that was a six-year-old episode.
When you picked it up, I'm thinking, okay, sugar and salt, I get it. Sometimes that stuff tastes pretty good. And I'm thinking,
where's the salt?
I know. I don't know. I don't mean salt. I mean just the different
salt
flavor.
Salt would have helped.
Right. So you took a bite. I'm thinking, oh, I probably does. I'm thinking, well, I don't know if that tastes good. And then you go, oh, this is ass.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are certain things that just on the face of it, you know, appear to be somewhat ludicrous, but when paired together are absolutely delicious. Then there are other things like, you know, smoked salmon and ice cream and chocolate and onions that just, you know, frankly, don't need to
be together.
But you seem to have a more eclectic palate than most of us, because I was watching you eat some stuff in Hawaii last night that initially I would say, oh, God, that looks awful. It was some kind of soup. I don't recall exactly what was in it, but, you know, at first glance, I wouldn't have eaten it. I wouldn't even have tried it.
Well, if someone's grandmother is standing next to you and says, this is delicious and my family has enjoyed this for years, I'm really curious.
Right.
You know, I mean, the fact of the matter is that things don't always appear as they are. You know, I'm assuming we're all sitting in chairs right now. They seem very stable and very hard.
Right.
But we know the accepted science, you know, is that chair is a swirling mass of electrons. So it's constantly moving, although it doesn't appear that way to the naked eye.
Right.
I think we end up practicing contempt prior to investigation with a lot of those foods, and we say, oh, that's gross, and we turn the other cheek and walk away. I do the show, and we talk about this every time I'm on, because my fear is not that people do that with food, although I would like them not to, but my conviction is that we do it with people. They have a different skin color. They practice a different religion. They want to have sex with different people. They have a different spiritual system. They speak a different language. And if I can show people that you can learn a lesson through food about acceptance, tolerance, and understanding, then maybe we'll do that with the most important thing that we have in our lives, which are other people.
Man, that's great. I mean, so we're telling you we should tell Trump voters to watch your show, because I know I'm sure we lean the same way you lean, it sounds like.
We have lots of people who I assumed voted for Captain Smallhand.
Yep. Nobody you're talking to. Nobody in this room, that's for sure. But I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Go ahead.
I encourage them. I encourage everybody to watch the show. I think a lot of people, especially the policy wonks who voted for him, will most definitely learn something. You know, I've spent the last year crisscrossing America in some of the most rural places that we have in our country.
Right.
And I did that as the run-up to election. I spent Martin Luther King Day in rural Mississippi. I spent Inauguration Day in rural Louisiana. I spent 250 days on the road talking to people. And I will tell you, the majority of the folks who cast the ballot for our current president did so thinking that he had their best interest at heart. My big fear for my fellow Americans is that the chickens have come home to roost, and it's going to be a very, very difficult and trying couple of months. But come on, we all know somebody out there has a picture of him with the a
Russian hooker.
Played water sports with the Russian hooker.
Oh, of course we do. That's going to happen eventually. I know we got to let you go, but I'll ask you one thing. In this whole new season of this All-American road trip, what's the worst thing you ate? Stuff that you...
Continues to be dinner at your house.
There you go. Man, my wife cooks. Man, that sucks.
It is, I will throw this plug in, and no joke, and I know I say this every year, but we work so hard to make our show better every year because the pressure is on us going into our 11th year, our 8 millionth episode, and all the rest of that.
Right.
This is easily the best season of Bizarre Foods we've ever made, and
cool.
I think people are going to absolutely love it.
All right. Congratulations, and thanks again. Thank you.
Thanks,
Andrew. Appreciate
friend.
It. Take
always,
care, man.
Always good talking to you, Andrew.
Andrew Zimmern, Bizarre Foods, All-American Road Trip. He's just staying in the U.S. to lay a... So he's not eating rat ass.
Yeah, Route 66.
When he goes to Cambodia, he eats rat ass.
So he did the Pacific Coast Highway.
Yeah.
You know, fun little American road trip.
I understand
stuff.
Electron. He went really heavy with the, sitting on electrons. Everything's, a mass of electrons.
Oh, yeah. He went all
but still, rat ass is still rat ass to me, right, Richard? Richard Reese with us. I mean, I'm not going to go to Cambodia. That's what drive me crazy about that show. I'll watch the All-American road trip. But some of those other countries, it's not our culture. I'm just not going to eat that.
The soup I was talking about.
What was it? Rat ass soup?
Ate in Hawaii. No, it was like intestines. It was goat, I think. The parts of the goat, that, if we ate goat, most we would actually throw away all of the goat. If you or me.
After we're done with it, yeah.
But, yeah, it was intestines.
You've had goat?
I've had goat.
And okay. Nose.
I've had goat milk, maybe. Goat cheese, yeah, obviously. But you've eaten goat?
Yeah, my stepdad's from Pakistan.
Oh, so that's right. Right.
I've eaten a lot of crazy stuff.
Well, that's
stuff.
Just meat, though,
not
right?
Rat ass, though. Yeah, no.
Well, I've had, various testicles, ask Todd.
Hot sauce on anything, man, it'll get it going for
you. Well, is goat just like lamb meat?
Yeah.
Similar, yeah.
I mean, pretty
okay.
much.
All right. You have goat ass?
No. Well, maybe. I didn't know.
But you eat the stuff that most people would toss away. I mean, they're very efficient when it comes to using the whole animal.
Oh, yeah. Same with the pig, man.
Yeah, pig's feet. People chew on those things still.
Yep.
Pig ears.
Nope. Not going to eat those.
Was on this date in 1996, officials in Johnson City, Tennessee, withdrew permission for White Zombie to perform in the town after hearing testimony that band members preached devil worship.
They were those guys are so, they're just regular dudes. I love that, man. We had a dumbass mayor in the 90s protest. Was it Marilyn Manson. I mean, it was just like we were living in the 40s. It was like, what are you doing? And it sold out. And Marilyn Manson's just a rock star.
Yeah, and Rob Zombie's actually a
pretty movie maker.
Intelligent,
right.
Really cool dude.
It's just, politicians do that. They just
come
off like
idiots. Rock and roll is the devil finally went away in the late 50s.
No, that was 96.
Alive and well today.
Some dumbass conservatives bitching. And that's what they were, by the way. At least ours was. I'm sure Johnson City, Tennessee were dumbass conservatives too, hating on White Zombie.
Well, today's a great day. The Obamas are finally retired.
Good for them.
So we don't have them to deal with anymore.
He should be drunk somewhere on camera.
Hey, maybe.
Yeah. They're smoking a doobie.
Hanging around Palm Springs now, aren't they?
Yeah, enjoying some weather.
Mm-hmm. Where they shot another 59, Petey.
Yeah. It's easy these days.
Yeah, I know. It's all
see, I think this one is even more impressive.
Rancho Mirage.
Because this was a par 72. So
of
he
which
shot
there have been four.
13 under, but the guy earlier shot a 59 on a par 70 course.
Maybe I watched a little golf this weekend.
So
my dad's in town.
This should be even
golf.
More impressive.
Yeah.
When they say 59, you got to tell us what the par on that course is.
That's what all the talk is.
That's what I say. I know deep down Petey's with me on this one.
I know, yeah.
I don't know. Usually when they have par 70s on the tour, though, they're set up more difficult. So in theory, it was, a more difficult course.
Sure.
To shoot a 59 on than a par 72 course.
A 59 is a 59, so I'll give you that.
Yeah.
It's a good score regardless.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's two strokes better.
I just quit when I hit 59 every time. That way I shoot a 59 every time. Just quit when you hit 59.
You should play about 10 holes then?
I think that's about all you need to play anyway. So I think it'd be great just to quit when you hit 59. I like that kind of golf.
That is a
that
great.
Way, that's a, I think I would do that.
That is an excellent golf reform.
Just quit when you're 59.
Right.
And that way if you get better, you can play more holes. And you might try to get better.
I like it.
I just came up with that off the top of my head.
I like it.
You should join a 9-hole country club.
Yeah, and play half of it.
I might have to still quit after 7, though. That would suck. I'll play.
I was going
to
say 5.
Yeah, no. If I have a good day, I could probably get in. I don't know. Like you said, about 10 holes.
There are days where I'd have to go more than 9 then.
But it'd be great. Yeah. I think that's a great. Let's do that.
If I'm
now, granted, you might. I'll say you can finish out that hole. So you might end up being a 61.
Yeah.
Or 63.
Right. If you come off a green.
Oh, you should.
And your score is 58.
If you finish that hole.
Right. You get to play the next hole.
You must be excited if you're coming off a green. That's a new rule. Let's do that now. Quit after 59.
We'll play that at our tournament this summer.
Yeah. Excellent.
Everybody has to quit as soon as you hit 59.
Come on
The thing is, the winners are usually at a 48. So a lot of them are going to finish anyway.
That's true.
You'd never play, you know.
Well, you would be it'd be a shorter day. I mean, it wouldn't be out for 6 hours or 5 hours.
Yeah, you'd have to start at 9 or 8 or something like that. So, you know, occasionally you'd play the last few holes.
Maybe,
oh, yeah, some days.
Just the better you get, the more you'll play.
Some days you start on the back nine. Some days you start on the front nine. Or in my case, at the 9-hole country club.
The same nine.
You start at the same place every time.
Now, Todd likes his boxed wine.
Yeah, it's not all bad.
It's just as good as anything else.
It is now moving. The boxes are now moving into vodka. You can now find your
boxed vodka.
Oh, baby.
Apparently.
Yeah, I keep my vodka in the fridge, but, you know, if you put ice in your vodka anyway, it really doesn't matter.
I've seen boxed Fireball.
Actually, I keep my vodka in the freezer.
Yes.
A lot of people do that.
You get your boxed Fireball as well.
Man.
Yeah.
With that vodka, can they put a speaker on the side, too? I'll just carry it around like an 80s boombox.
Hooked up to your phone.
Another excellent idea.
It really is.
Or they should would be great.
They should just sell pre-filled Camelbacks with vodka. So you can just strap it on. You got the little bite thing there.
Strapping on my vodka last night.
You don't have to worry about the glass shattering, assuming you are drinking your vodka out of a glass bottle.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll drink it out of a vodka plastic bottle.
Vodka box. I like
so
that.
So what brands are doing this?
Yeah.
Let's see. Available in Midwestern stores and Pennsylvania.
Midwestern stores.
Yeah. For just $16 for a liter.
And what's the brand?
A Griffin Vault, apparently.
You could accessorize by making a little rack for your copper cups.
Apparently. Yeah. That'd be nice.
Did you see the mule I retweeted over the weekend?
I know I'm retweeting the mule.
I'm coming off the green.
I came off the green and retweeted the mule.
It was a Moscow mule with chunks of watermelon.
I saw it and I said that was crazy. I said Todd is going crazy now.
Wow,
he's crazy.
Chunks of watermelon.
Yeah,
man.
I said Todd has lost it. He's going crazy.
It just sounded good. Although I don't think watermelon's really... I looked for watermelon at the store and could not find it.
It's not in season.
It's not really in season yet. Yeah. But I'll keep that in mind.
But it's crazy, man. Crazy.
Out of Florida.
Gives me something to look forward to.
I know.
Yeah.
27-year-old.
When watermelon's in season.
Yes. When watermelon is coming
in season.
Finally
in season, man.
Out of Florida, 27-year-old Brian Dijon Boyd had to be arrested at a Target in Tampa.
It's a wild middle name, man. His name's Brian Boyd, and his middle name's Dijon.
Dijon.
Yeah.
As if he were mustard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Store surveillance video recorded Boyd, quote, knowingly and intentionally squirting white in color hair conditioner on the back and buttocks of 4 unsuspecting female victims.
Oh, see, I'm not really going to do it. It's going to make it think I did it, so they gross out, and it's funny. No, it's not.
As he crept up on the women, Boyd had his sweatpants pulled down away from the waist area and was, quote, stroking what appeared to be...
himself.
You know, himself.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Then he threw Jergens on him? You throw Jergens on him?
And then he would throw the... white hair conditioner on the ladies as he was doing
this. How old is this dude?
He's 27.
Good dude, man.
When confronted by a sheriff's deputy, the 6'1", 300-pounder pulled away from the cop, escaped from Target, subsequently apprehended, charged with 6 misdemeanors.
Man, you know it's bad when we think it's juvenile.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
I mean, to think of something like that, I guess, is kind of juvenile. But to go out and execute.
Yeah.
Did he stop at...
throwing the Jergens last night.
Did he stop at 59 strokes? Like the new rule.
That is the new rule.
I love it.
Greatest tool show on earth.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh.
It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah.